There's hot competition among companies that put maps on the GPS device in your car or the screen of your smartphone. The industry rakes in tens of billions of dollars a year, according to the Boston Consulting Group. Reporter Christopher Wirth tells us about some of the players and how they do it.
When it comes to creating a digital map of the world, you may think of Google workers driving around in high-tech cars mounted with cameras, snapping photos of everything. But on a warm summer evening, Robert Scott walks the streets of London, jotting down address numbers with nothing more than a pen and a piece of paper.
15, and then this is number 11.
Scott is with OpenStreetMap, a British nonprofit that's built a digital map of the world over the past decade with the help of volunteers like himself and thousands of others around the globe. And every month or so, a few of them get together for mapping parties to collect data that's later added on a computer back home.
We've sometimes had strange looks when we're doing things like this.
Well, that's 8.
It hardly sounds like competition for Google, but Scott says if you're just starting a business or have an idea you'd like to try, using Google's data can feel like a straitjacket.
Google Maps are licensed to you for a very specific purpose. You're not allowed to do this, you're not allowed to do that. If you just want to use data, there are all kinds of restrictions about what you can do with them.
And Google charges customers that use large amounts of mapping data. OpenStreetMap is different. It uses grassroots mapping, so it's open source, meaning it has few licensing restrictions. And it's completely free, even for companies using a lot of data.
So a lot of sites did start moving to OpenStreetMap.
Martin Garner, an analyst with CCS Insight, says companies like Apple and other Google competitors realize maps are becoming key to our digital lives, from choosing a restaurant to finding the nearest dentist. But it's more than that. Tech companies are developing the so-called Internet of Things. They want your possessions to be able to communicate with each other. Say your car could talk directly to your front door lock.
If we have an Internet of Things, then it becomes very important to know where those things are.
So maps are going to get more important and more detailed. To boost the level of sophistication, Garner says you can't simply rely on volunteers. You need professionals.
So this is one of our cars.
In a town just outside London, Mark Williams climbs out of one of those Google-like camera cars I mentioned earlier.
We've got 4 cameras, 16.2 megapixel cameras.
But Williams does not work for Google. Instead, this car belongs to Nokia. Yes, the company that made your clunky old cell phone before the smartphone was invented. Nokia has sold off its ailing phone business and is now counting on its mapping service for at least part of its growth. Michael Halber heads Nokia's mapping division, called HERE, spelled H-E-R-E. It is hardly a household name, but Halber says HERE's maps are used by many of Google's biggest competitors, like Microsoft, Yahoo, and Amazon, and HERE has made a big push into the automotive industry.
4 out of 5 cars today with an embedded navigation system run on our maps.
Inside Nokia's camera car, Mark Williams says the company uses a laser scanning technology to generate a realistic 3D image of all the trees, buildings, and everything else the car passes.
Visually, the renderings of the buildings look like imagery that you would associate in computer games.
And Martin Garner of CCS Insight says that could lead to far more detailed maps than we've ever had before.
Not just maps of the streets, but maps of what's on the 3rd floor of this mall or what's on the 10th floor of that building.
Garner says Nokia adopted 3D mapping before Google, but he says Google is catching up on the technology.
There's a sort of race going on between these guys. And so they're pouring a lot of money into this task to build it up as quickly as possible.
Of course, we would have asked Google about all of this, but it did not respond to an interview request. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Wirth in London.